This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We need these days to be forgiven, and we need these days to be protected, and we need these days to be saved from ourselves and to be saved from the shaitan. So he's telling us, alayhi salatu wassalam, that these are the best of days. So even if you do a little in them, that is better than a lot after them. And if someone's ultimate aim is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he always wonders, how can I get closer to him? He said, alayhi salatu wassalam, that there are no days where a deed is better with Allah Azza wa Jal than the days of the 10, meaning the 10 of Dhul Hijjah. And in another narration it says, أَعْظَمُهَا أَجْرًا وَأَزْكَاهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, to explain what better is, than more rewarding and better with Allah Azza wa Jal than deeds that are done during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And because the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it was firmly planted in their minds that the best of deeds is jihad. So they asked him, alayhi salatu wassalam, O Prophet of Allah, even if jihad, even if we're talking about jihad, and he says, even jihad, except for one case when someone goes out striving and fighting for Allah's sake with his money and his soul, and he loses both of them. So here, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was pointing, and in that he was urging and explaining to the believers the excellence of those days so that they could take advantage of them. And it could be an exhortation for the righteous, but it's also a reminder for the sinful. As for the righteous, they're constantly seeking ways that they can come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're always looking. It's almost an obsession. And we will not understand that obsession unless we are on that path. But think of people in the dunya who are constantly thinking about making profit. Whenever they find that opportunity, they jump on it. Because that's the most important thing in their life. Or someone who is worried about his children, so every opportunity to protect them and enhance their lives, he seizes. Because that's his ultimate aim. And if someone's ultimate aim is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he always wonders, how can I get closer to him? So he is informed by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam of this way. And some of us on our march towards Allah Azza wa Jal, we reach a ceiling and we stop. We stagnate. We reach a roadblock. We don't know how to break through it. So we do this and we do that, but we fail to enhance it. And it's either because we have lacked motivation, lacked the intention, or we have both of them, but we simply do not know how to overcome that block in our lives. Okay, I pray, I fast, I give sadaqah, I try to read the Quran, but I seem to fail to enhance my iman. How do I break through? And so this time is also a time where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is telling you, you take advantage of it to come closer, further unto Allah Azza wa Jalla. So this is a reminder for the righteous, yes. But it's not only for them. The sinful among us, and who among us is not? We need these days to be forgiven, and we need these days to be protected, and we need these days to be saved from ourselves and to be saved from the shaitan. So no matter how far we stray and how awful we do, these days and similar days are the dark are the harbor where you stop and refuel and ask for directions and rest and regenerate and move closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you were lost. So he's telling us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that these are the best of days. So even if you do a little in them, that is better than a lot after them. Because he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, what you do is better than jihad, and jihad is the top deed. So he says, if you worship Allah during these days, dua, dhikr, salah, sadaqah, two short rak'ahs during them is better than a lot of salahs after. A little bit of money that you donate during them is a lot better than a lot of money after them. The dua, the dhikr in them, even if it is little, is better than a lot of dua and a lot of dhikr after.